Good morning. Now, next few days, the explanation about Buddha Dharma, according to Tibetan tradition, that means, if we examine the text, text which we learned, not only just reading or study, but also learned by heart. All those, the major texts, actually written by the pandits or scholars, masters of Nalanda Buddhist University in ancient time in India. So the whole our practice actually is based on those texts. So therefore, it is really, worthwhile or mention Tibetan tradition is Nalanda tradition, pure Nalanda tradition. And then text which we are going to explain, which wrote by Atisha Divamkara. Now, he also, originally he studied Nalanda, then later Brikamalashila. He went to Brikamalashila. So all his sort of knowledge actually is based on the text which wrote by Nalanda scholars like Nagarjuna, Arya Asanga, Aryadeva, Basuband, and Dignak, like that. So, I make sort of correction. Some scholars, mainly from the West, they describe Tibetan Buddhism as Lamaism. Not seems to see very genuine, original Buddhism. I think that's a mistake. So then, I think since the Nalanda scholars or Nalanda institution, they practice or study all Buddhist traditions, Theravada system, and also Bodhisattva Yana, and also they confidentially, Vajrayana also. Although among the scholars, there are different views, whether the text regarding Tantrayana, the text regarding the Madhyamaka, wrote by one name, Nagarjuna. But among the scholars, some say two Nagarjunas, not the same author. But of course, the Divamkara Atisha accepted the Tantrayana tradition. And then also, I think the Persian Dvajjange,
Vimukti Sena.
And the Pabatradi, maybe Pabatrani, Dredi, and the Gyanana Loli, Mare, Nina Loli, Ale, Lukshendu Sajore, Kushinam Shashem Kudu. Pajiting us, Mendra Sampangi. Sadakanda. And the Pesajabe, any Nanjuju Bluba, Thomas Lobe, and the Nalanda Kavache, Chuko Nalanda, my Gidu Pivche, the Chadik Dua, 3 minutes and Nalanda Kavan, all of your Sangha Yamshin, our deception. Nadin Chugung, Nalanda is in Nadin Chugung Sari. She soon blew up a chamber, 3 minutes and that Pergi. So, the Tibetan tradition, which come from Nalanda tradition, now that. The practice including the Theravada system as well as the Sutrayana system, Paramita Sutrayana, and the Tantrayana. So therefore, usually I describe Tibetan Buddhism as complete form of Buddhism.
So if you look at the textual evidence, we find that it is quite obvious that within the Nalanda tradition, among the Nalanda masters, there were great Buddhist masters who had actually wrote treatises on Vajrayana Buddhism. For example, the well-known commentator on the Profession of Wisdom literature, particularly the commentary known as the Commentary on the 25,000 Lines of Perfection of Wisdom, composed by Muktisena. There's one when discussing the concept of Buddha's four embodiments, the four kayas, he alludes to an alternative tradition, which clearly suggests that he was referring to the Vajrayana understanding of the four kayas. Similarly, one of the main sources of the lineage of Sakya school of Tibetan Buddhism, the Indian, one of the Indian source of the Sakya tradition was Virupa, and who was previously known as a great master at Nalanda as Dharmapala. He was a great pandit. Later came to be also known as Virupa, who is the source of a major lineage of Sakya practice. So all of this suggests that the Vajrayana teachings and practices were actually present during the time of the Nalanda teachers.
So, of course, all major traditions of religion, particularly in Buddhist tradition, our main task is check or watch our own mind, then try to transformation or transform, particularly emotional level. One unique thing in Buddhism is the trying to transform our emotion through intelligence, through reasoning. So that's perhaps, I think, the one unique about Buddhism. So that is, suppose, next 3 days, our main task, to transform our mind. Of course, not easy. For example, it's my own case. I think since my age, six, seven, I started Buddhist study. Suppose practice also. But no interest about practice. Even no interest about study. But around 15, 16 years old, then begin to sort of, develop genuine interest, practice. So now today, almost 67-year-old, still, I'm practicing, still sort of, study. Whenever I have time, I read, think, analyze, and try to absorb in my emotional level. So, still, not at all satisfactory sort of result. But certainly, I feel, as a result of practice, I got, immense benefit in my daily life. So therefore, it is useful. It is something really worthwhile. Make attempt. But at the same time, you also should know it is not easy. Take time and need regular effort. Then, perhaps among the audience here, the follower of different traditions, maybe, or some non-believers. Last evening, I briefly mentioned. Firstly, I believe the important is good heart, sense of caring one another, sense of community, sense of responsibility. Now that is, I feel, most important, the quality of human being. So that, so long we are human beings, we need these basic human values. Because without these human values, that person will not be a happy person. Wherever that person goes, always creates some problems. And the person himself or herself also, they not be a happy one. Always sort of some kind of sort of frustrations inside. But then as far as the religious belief is concerned, yes, if someone have religious belief, in order to strengthen, in order to increasing these basic human values, it is very good. But otherwise, without any religion, you can be a good person. You can be a happy person. So, for good life, for happy life, religion, not necessary. So, perfectly all right. You remain as a non-believer. Provided be a warm-hearted, good person, sincere person, honest person. That's very important. Then, among the believer, there are different traditions. Some differences are fundamental differences. Now, like I think mainly, usually I make two categories. One, the godly religion, that is theistic sort of religion, like Christianity, Muslim, Judaism, and many Hinduism, not Jainism, like that. Another category, that is, I usually describe godless religion, no God, no concept of God. Here, Jainism, and then one part of Sangha tradition, no creator, no concept of creator, and Buddhism also, no concept of creator. So, these fundamental differences. However, both emphasis the importance of a message of love, compassion, tolerance, forgiveness, contentment, self-discipline. So, all teach us human values. So therefore, in spite of different philosophy and a different way of approach, the main target, try to make a contribution for humanity, try to human being become a good human being. So all have, you see, this sort of same potential to serve humanity, to help humanity. So looking from that, in spite of different philosophy, but same goal. I'm not talking about ultimate nirvana, ultimate goal, nirvana or heaven. I'm not talking that. But as far as transformation of compassionate society, good society, happy society, all have same potential, same goal. And since among the humanity, there are so many different variety of mental disposition, therefore, we need variety of religion. Quite simple. So, with understanding that, with that understanding, certainly, you see, it is very, very important to respect, to appreciate, to admire all different traditions, all major traditions. So therefore, whenever I give some Buddhist teaching, Buddhist explanation to Westerner or to non-Buddhist sort of community, I always make clear I am not trying to promoting Buddha Dharma, but simply, you see, try to promote basic human value. And for that, the how to make contribution from my tradition in order to build happier human family, more peaceful human society, human family. So that's my thinking, that's my sort of view. So it's those people who follow different traditions, it is much better, safer, keep your own tradition. In the meantime, out of the thousands of people, which is some like Tibet, majority, almost 99% are Buddhist. However, among Tibetan, there are Christians, there are Muslims. Muslims since, I think, last few centuries, among Tibetan, there are Muslims. So similarly, in the Christian countries, the majority of the people are Christian. At the same time, some may have some inclination or some mental disposition which closer to Buddhist approach. Buddhist approach is more suitable. So it's some individual, two choice. Either remain non-believer, usually I describe radical atheist, because it's a Buddhism. Buddhists also kind of atheist. So the radical atheist means no belief at all, any value of spirituality. So either radical atheist or Buddhist. Some individual. Only two choices. Either accept Buddhism or remain radical atheist. In the meantime, the radical atheist view also quite simple. Not satisfactory. So then prefer is Buddhism. And that circumstance is okay. If that person, they not at all sort of, comfortable. Some different, you see, one's own tradition. Unbelief. Right? Unacceptable. Or not suitable. Then, if find Buddhist way of approach is some suitable, then okay. But in that case also, think very carefully. Not just like fashion, sansa.
Fashion.
Yamju ma chuse.
Not just following a fad.
Think very carefully. Then, after you really carefully think, the Buddhist approach is more suitable to you, then, okay. As an individual right, follow Buddhism, accept Buddhism. But then, one important thing is, after you become Buddhist, you must not show disrespect to others' tradition, particularly your own previous sort of tradition. This must avoid. You must respect. Although that individual case, your own tradition, no longer any much sort of effect. But that does not mean no longer any effect for humanity. Your previous tradition still sort of helping millions of human beings on this planet. So we must respect. We must avoid some kind of kasoda, disrespect. So, then those people from Sri Lanka and also Thai and Burma and Laos, Cambodia and China and Vietnam and Korea, Japan, and of course Tibet and Mongolia, people from this area, majority of them are Buddhist. So traditionally we are Buddhist. I feel more comfortable to give Buddhist teaching to Chinese and also Mongolian, and also you see they, although quite a few from Sri Lanka or Thai or these Buddhist countries. But you see, they give teaching, Buddhist teaching to Buddhist traditionally, Buddhist people from Buddhist country. And then you see, there is no danger of the complication. So, now I'm explain. I will explain the Buddha Dharma in Tibetan. Firstly, it's much easier for me, and I can sort of rest while he translates, isn't it? And also, I think more important, if I try to explain in English, my broken English, then firstly, although I started English study, I think in 1947 or 1948. So very old student of English study, English language, but never progressed. No progress. And then also, you see, getting older, my English also getting older, so more difficult. Thank you. Daniela, Daniela, the Namjoo teacher, the guitar, number of good damage in the zone, the Yuna, Niala Pali Sugi, Pali Mulam, Stash window. Just got a Pali Sun to Nasam Tansu.
Normally, when I give teachings in a context where there are a gathering from various traditionally Buddhist countries, then I request the members of the Pali Sangha, monastic community, to do a chanting of the Mangala Sutra.
Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Evaṃ me sutaṃ ekaṃ samayaṃ bhagavā sāvantiyāṃ viharati jetavane anāta pindikānsa ārāme atako anyatara devatā abhikkantāya randiyāṃ abhikkanta vannā kevala kappaṃ jetavana o bhāsitvā
yena bhagavāte
tenupasaṅkami upasaṅkamitvā bhagavantaṃ abhivādintvā ekamantaṃ aṭṭhāsi ekamantaṃ titāko sā devatā bhagavantaṃ gātāya aṅjabhāsi bhavo devā manussācha maṅgalāni acintayum ākaṅkamānā sontānaṃ bruhi
maṅgalāni
Ramuntamang
asenace balanang
pandita nanca sevana puja ce pujaniyan
nang
etang mangala muntamang
patirupa
desavaso ca pumbe ca kata punyata
anta sangma panidhi
ca etang mangala muntamang
pahu satchang ca sipang ca
vinayo ca susinkito subhasita
ca
yavaca etang mangala muntamang mata pito pantanang puntadaras sangho anakula
ca
kammanta etang mangala muntamang
danang
ca dhammacariya
ca
nyatakanang ca sangho
anavajjani
kammani
etang
mangala muntamang arati
virati
papamanjapana ca sanyemo vampamado ca dhammesu etang
mangala
muntamang
karavo
ca nivato ca
santunti
ca katang kalena dhamma savanang
etang
mangala muntamang
kanti ca
sovacansata samanang
ca dansanang
kalena dhamma sakaccha
etang
mangala muntamang
tapo
ca brahmacharya anca ariya
sanang
anca dansanang nibbana sanchikiriyace etang mangala muntamang
puntasse loka
dhamme cindang yassana kampati asokang virajangke
mang
etang mangala muntamang
etadisani
kattvana sambandhamaparajita sambandha sontiṃ gacchantitaṃ
te
saṃ mangala
muttamanti.
Tāṋśaṁdhēn dēgī kāśūrpukītā chūkī jīngē nāliyātā labā tēśīr tī āndā pālī jēngāntī tī chātī kī ārē jīngdēn dī nīgī pēśī tā yōngrā yōdī pālī kēr tōl pēśī sūngī yōsārē jīndā tēśīr tī chē tā tīnē pēśī gyānā pēśī nīvā chāmī ngā sāmī sā tā yīnē nīmā mā kōshī tēr chē tā kēsī āndā kēmī āndā shirv nīgū sūngī tī rē yōbē yīnā sani sungju che. En tene venamis kisi yewe hina, nani ma, nusubati tongmano. Ta teri nyana pegaya talma, kunju utimari sasananda, kunja subata shiru nyinguchi, te shubu shubjungana mato, te tungginda.
Among the followers of the great teacher, the Buddha Shakyamuni, there are many different traditions, and of all of these traditions, what we today know as the Pali tradition is in terms of seniority the most senior, and also it is probably the case that in fact the teachings that were originally given by the Buddha probably were given in the language of Pali. So that's why we are honored to have the representatives of the Pali tradition to chant the Pali sutras. And second, on the second day, that is tomorrow, if they are among the members of the Chinese Sangha who can recite the Heart Sutra in Chinese, I will request them to do the chanting tomorrow morning. And in terms of, again, in terms of chronology, I think the Chinese tradition is second most senior. And on the third day, I would like to request the members of the Vietnamese Sangha to again do the chanting of Heart Sutra. So now we will do the recitation of what are known as the three daily practices, which will be then followed by recitation of Heart Sutra in Tibetan. And these texts can be found on page 17 of the booklet. Next is the Heart Sutra.
Pabo Gunjo Zongla Sha Zalo Dike Rabe Dala Dike
Thank you.
Next is the salutation to the Buddha from Fundamentals of the Middle Way.
It's on page 24.
Next is the salutation to Buddha from
Buddha's name,
salutation to the perfection of wisdom from Maitreya's Abhisamaya Alamkara, clear realizations. It was the established tradition of Nalanda where whenever one engages in the conduct of either giving a teaching or listening to a teaching, the tradition was to cultivate the appropriate state of mind and motivation. And this is done by going for refuge to the three jewels, which distinguish the uniqueness of the path of the Buddha, and then this is followed by cultivating the altruistic aspiration to attain Buddhahood for the benefit of all beings, the generation of bodhicitta, which is to reinforce one's commitment to the well-being of others, and through this way. Both the teacher and also the students who participate in the teaching are advised to cultivate the right frame of mind, a state of mind, when engaging in such activity. So this will be done by reciting the verse, which is on page
27.
If I'm right, this verse was probably composed by Atisha himself, Atisha Dipankara.
Sanje Chodong, Sodje Chodong, Jangjo Bodo, Dani, Jodo, Sanje Chodong, Sodje Chodong, Jangjo Bodo, Dani, Jodo, Dagger, Jodo, Jibber, Sonanje, Sanje Chodong, Sodje Chodong, Jangjo Bodo, Dani, Jodo, Dagger, Jodo, Jibber, Sonanje, Dora, Sanje Chodong. Come, and Sujunanga, the Rikchi, Sujumana Konya, Lame Dama, Cheshire, Mosukonde, Tuang, Debari, Sunach, Kunor, Stinzian, the Chashisto, Matichi, Sadanga, Sashu, Dumbe Gudin Tempekone, Deshanzati, Denche.
In Tibet, there was a particularly custom which evolved in the eastern part of Tibet, in the Kham region, which I inherited from the late Khunu Lama, Tenzin Gyaltsen Rinpoche, where on the part of the teacher, before beginning the actual formal exposition of the teachings, to remember the teacher, the Buddha, and pay recite some verses of praise to the Buddha. So I will do that now.
Kangge du zhe ni so ne, da wa dam zhe bang bei zhe, dan bei zhe ne, dun zhe bei guo dam de la chao de. Ya da, a, yong zha li ya, luo ni dong ge gong li ya.
So, as it is widely known in the conventional sense, in terms of history, the teacher, Buddha Shakyamuni, emerged on this planet, in the world, more than 2,500 years ago. And this great teacher, Buddha Shakyamuni, when he shared his teachings with the world, he did so by giving several public sermons. And the first public sermon, which is known as the first turning of the wheel of Dharma, where the main topic or the theme of his teaching was the Four Noble Truths, the teachings of the Four Noble Truths. And what we find is that, in fact, the teachings embodied in the Four Noble Truths really lay down the basic framework of the overall aspects of the Buddha's teaching.
And the Dambashi, the Kasurpuri, Mibu Dambashis, Jukto, Cheageta, Nanti, the Sheikh of Inza, Dinshi Namshaka Tane, Kasurpuri, Shidalang, some of the Shilam Nizuditi, kind of Banglang Jukto, Chese, you did my share. That did my share me, that day, the Lamji Tembenane, Rada, Tungi to Kunjun Ponji, Lamji Temben Yamne Sundusane, Lavasum Yamina to Dune, that Mosbuta, Lalinkeati, Sudungulava, Tabo Sudungulava, Tabo Dinginzigilava, Tabo Shirgilavas. That the name, a Tishi Dinginzigi, or a Tangle Tabo Sudungilava Shedusan, Sodagi, any. Chimbetamata, ini cecik dengan itu ya. Dengan ini china tumbuh ini beri. Jadi ini si tarban yang dah lebih susun dulu, jamu tang tarban yang dah jamun ye. Ini nizul sampai sampai tane. Ini cecik dengan itu tu zane. Lagi dengan itu saya ada cakap ini beri. Dene ini sirup lagi. Tuh nyamun cecik itu, zozo cangso susun gelam nyamun cecik ini. Di tane ada lamju ya si.
So if you look closely at the teachings of the Four Noble Truths, what we find is that in the teachings of the Four Noble Truths, Buddha, the teacher, lays out all the key aspects that are important for one's engaging in the path towards enlightenment. So what we find in the Four Noble Truths are the objects of our practice. Laying the foundation where one establishes a basic understanding of how the way in which the things exist. And on the basis of that, then what you find is the actual practice that is presented are embodied in the three higher trainings, the higher trainings on morality, higher trainings on concentration, and higher trainings on wisdom. So what we find in these three higher trainings is that the higher training on morality serves as a basis, and in this teaching you have different categories of precepts. For example, broadly speaking, you have the lay person's precepts or morality and the ordained member's morality or precepts. So altogether we list 7 or 8 different classes of precepts, and which together embody the teachings of the morality. And so taking morality, the ethical practice of ethical discipline, as the foundation and as a basis, then the individual practitioner cultivates the single-pointedness of mind, thus developing the second higher training, which is the higher training in concentration. Now the reason why the Buddhists refer to these practices as higher training is to distinguish them from just ordinary practice of single-pointedness, because the practice of single-pointedness in itself is nothing uniquely Buddhist. So what is required in the context of Buddhism for such a practice of single-pointedness to be a higher training is to have the appropriate motivation. One is to take refuge in the three jewels, and particularly the dharma jewel, the taking refuge in the dharma as understood as the cessation of suffering, as moksha or as liberation. And then also and one's practice of single-pointedness must be grounded on a deep realization of true renunciation. So with these two as the basis, then the practice of cultivating single-pointedness of mind becomes higher training in concentration. And then on the basis of these two, morality as the basis and single-pointedness as a method, then the actual path is enshrined in the teachings on the wisdom. And these teachings on the wisdom are explained in the first turning of the wheel of Dharma in within the framework of what are known as the 37 aspects of the path to enlightenment.
That is, because that so lecture can not only, and that, then that yet, in that, Chinese people never, never talk about it, and. 실제 바로 듣습니다. 주 송세 청구를 니바사 송비하래. 단디 단단 닝부디 자와 상제의 최대 닝지 자와제래. 단 닝지 자와제 인배 닝지 쎄도 되네. 다 가서 남게 태도 왜 심지어 탐제래야 팬들 좀 두기 로장야기 탁배 신집의 창조가 심지어 대야 대당 대네. 담바 시크돌이야. 고배 담바 송셔봤다. 되게 아니 가시고 그게 한 고배 담바 쓰대야지. 딱 가시고 그게 빵자 아니 nyambu jebe topti, nyambu de majena, pangjishiku mutun, gyen mutun, dede achigla, nyambu jebe topti, any pangjati, lar kimmirundu sedeva. The negata kimmirundu, chebe, kimmirundu chebe, da kandachi, chebe chachigaya, golden cigar, then the ships out of some dambina, pangjati, setuya imbadi, nagakawa tuyare. Pangjati, Melsayagi, Mujinibuti, Kanishkuyare. Tigo, Pangje, the Zakarim, but the Shivetane, Teleya, no Tunisi, Nimbuskuya Indu, the Ships Hagotalma, that sometimes Zaju Sherina, Chenu, Nilu, Tishinisa, the Shekuyare. Pangjabang Chavasada, Kasuri Shale Laurid Dako, Chetuya, the Nanga Karatal Tubore. 제도 근데 세고야래. 일단 네 십사고 다르야. 땅을 보면 송샤바디. 또 걸어 밟을 것도 없는 다 하장 십사고 전. 전은 네 인루 사야 근데 이 말. 능수도 내수 미투면 니 타. 내수도 능수도 내수 미투면 시다 야래. 능수도 내수 미투면 내수 대화네. 말한절이야. 전은 능수 지겨. 능수 대래 셈배 인루 삼 두루 시루 근데 저. 아다 대권한이 있어야 단디 얘네 걸로 발백 그돌이야 쎄도 되는 자는 허비야래. 자 디기니 아 걸로 담백 그돌 송샤베 과부에 담바서 대야 디기니 과부에 지심을지 딘 대신 지심을지 시도야지 도가. 쟤는 대단 되니 얘네 아 천남기 인루디 거 떼나 펌니 얘네 디꼬매야지 인두산에 람지 담바에 캐바와지. 시럽 캐바와지 이미 깨야지 연구하래. 사왔던디 코로 발에 그 돌려 잡든 속도.
Then there is the second turning of the wheel of Dharma, where many of the teachings, all the teachings of the second turning of the wheel of Dharma, exist in Sanskrit as the language medium. And these teachings, particularly the most popular set of teachings known as the Perfection of Wisdom teachings, were taught by the Buddha. At the summit of Vulture's Peak in Rajgir. And what you find in these sutras, these scriptures, which belong to the second turning of the wheel of Dharma, is that these scriptures really emphasize and explain in great detail two essential points of the Buddhist practice. One is the cultivation of the altruistic intention to attain Buddhahood for the benefit of infinite number of sentient beings whose number equal to the infinity of space, and based on a compassion towards all of these sentient beings, one cultivates the altruistic aspiration to attain Buddhahood for their sake. This is one essential practice. And then the other aspect of the practice that is presented in these sutras of the second turning of the wheel of Dharma is the ultimate nature of reality. And when we speak of ultimate nature of reality, we are really referring to a kind of a deeper understanding of the third noble truth, the first being the truth of suffering, second the truth of origin, and third the truth of cessation. So in the Perfection of Wisdom texts, this third truth, the truth of cessation, is explained and elaborated further in great detail with deepening understanding of what's the nature of true cessation. So in order to understand what is the true nature of cessation, cessation refers to cessation of the afflictive emotions and thoughts which one achieves as a result of applying the appropriate antidotes or remedies. Now, in order to understand the true nature of cessation, first of all, one needs to have some understanding of what lies at the root of these afflictions and what is what state of mind act as a direct antidote to these afflictive thoughts and emotions, and whether or not these afflictive emotions and thoughts have any sound basis, and whether there is a possibility of rooting out the basis of these afflictive emotions and thoughts. So these points are raised further. So the point really is, in what sense can we understand the possibility of attaining such a true cessation? What makes it possible for these afflictive emotions and thoughts to be brought to an end? So these points are developed in great detail with deepening understanding in the second turning of the wheel of Dharma. And so what we find here is the need for understanding the ultimate nature of reality, which the scriptures refer to as the suchness, the ultimate mode of being, and try to understand how in our day-to-day experience and engagement with the world, often we see a gap between the way things exist, the way things really are, and the way we perceive them. So there is a gulf between the appearance, the perception of things, our perception of things, and the reality of things. And thus, through understanding and deepening one's understanding of the ultimate mode of being of things, of the ultimate nature of reality, then this gulf can be bridged. So all of these explanations are found in great detail in the Perfection of Wisdom Sutras. And that deepened level of understanding is, in fact, the true path. So what we find in the teachings of the second turning is kind of a further elaboration on the themes that were presented in the first turning of the Wheel of Dharma, particularly the third and the four noble truths, the truth of cessation and the truth of the path.
Tadine Shangwa Rinpo to Sumbaji Yilare Mashiya to Shangwa Sumbi Tanyi Dodi Guangzhi Naliya Sumche Dodi Guangzhi Kavliya Samsambe Dawa Chik Sumbi Yiba Yindu Zane Teda Dune Ani Kholo Thama Deliya Kholo Thama Zon Dodi Guangzhi Dabuliya Sumche Ani Lepar Nabar Che Do Sen Sumbi Yilare 다이네 에 더도 공지 야 녜드군 달이야 미시바 더도 공지니 다 가소레 장등 달이야 다 시행기 아니 에 다 루시샤체니 샤베이나 페지다 콜로타메 콜로르 무슨 백금네 아니 안도 송샤가 단도 디시시베 닝분 더다고 디시시베 닝분 더다비 다 Chenam, Renshi Tongwani, the Shilisha Tane, any come to Shinibusa, the Sukiari, the Gulame, Shesha and Doti. Other day, Nedum Dori Chadi Yorala, though any Sindhi Chini, Cheni, Cheshang Tene, Zao Pumbe Chini, the Sindhi Chini, the Chini, particularly the Ineda, Sindhi, Kondek Shiru Chigiri, the Zane, Cheshang Kavagi, the Sim. 이 춘이 때문에 송윤도 자네 가다 쓴 세리디 송윤도 아래 자 디인이 디시비 닝구스야 디게네 다 코알레 모두가 자 디네 임베 인도 다 디시비 닝구 너다고 디기 다 남지 담바 세야지 용야디 다 남지 담바 터두베 남진기 모르 주대야게 딘데기 다 가서 우리 두루 터두디 세리 쓴디가니 샤임구 아래 다 세리 있음 아니 지금 가서 우리 그게 뉴모바다 대파자디디 대중수를 여대와 그 년부여의 인사 아니 그 균내 못해야지 그다 윤구여 아래 진리 인부 인류 쌤든 대중수를 여의 인류 루브르의 명다 쌤든 그 틈어디 루브르워레이스 다 쌤든리야 지 Net the name in the chamber double sobe, top sobe, you and dandy, you zip, you zip, that you and dandy, you and dandy, Sash Ziba Sagi, Siri, Tenglia, you ziyag, nobody, Kasurpi, do the Genshigi, sub to Tuba Mimba, 세리 쌤 둘러 미네 유지비 누버지 랑샤수야 되봐 인도자네 유지비 유 남바다서 시대 친이 유지비 바다 가서 그렇게 연대 탑투버 뒤에 되게 싸는 남 뉴툴 누버르티 쌤 둘러네 유야되버지 근데 인도 교회라면 그도네 아니 주머디 루브르와리스 주머 세로리스 루브르와리스 아니 똑소하게 연대인데 디 연대들 다른 유스기 말이야. 이네 연대들 루야기 누번들이 랑셰수 랑경 안기 말이야. 사실. 와다 디 때네 람데 캐브로 왔다 람디 소르다. 람디 때마다 람데 디 타르투비 네거기 아니 데뷔다 이신 루야기 누바 생 때문에 여드바 되게 고아투 뭐 뭐니 벌려야 돼. 아니 디시베 님근 돈에 소리 말이야. 그래서 자는 콜로 숨바세야. 도디 델로 패지 고고야. 그래. 다 딜 도텔라 레번 넘버 7 도스까지 셰서 아유스 더 리친 도세아디 우더 공디스 세븐잠베 따와 조시 손이 뭐 인도 자네 친이 손 남샤 친이 랑신이 두도 모두 이어 친 손이 뭐 인도 자네 레번 넘버 7 도세 된 도데 공디 이거 다니잖아 셰 와 다야 안드디 도데 공디 장년도 되베 루기 셰베이나 콜로스베 친시 소르디 심부 세리 등에 또 소디 디시미님도 샤고브로 산테스
Then there is the third turning of the wheel of Dharma, the teachings that belong to that class. In fact, the terms of the three turnings of the wheel of Dharma in the Mahayana tradition is found in a sutra called Samdhinirmochana, which translates as Unraveling Sutra, Unraveling the Intention of the Buddha, in which in which a distinction is made between the three turnings of the wheel of Dharma and the Sandhinirmochana Sutra, the unraveling intention of the Buddha. That sutra is identified itself as representing the key sutra of the third public sermon, and it is described as the sutra clearly differentiating the ultimate standpoints, ultimate intentions of the Buddha. Of course, that understanding is from the point of view of the mind-only school, whereas there are other Buddhist traditions that do not recognize this Samdhinirmochana Sutra as representing a definitive teaching of the Buddha, where then the scripture that is cited as the key example of the definitive teachings of the third public sermon is referred to as the Tathagata Garbha Sutra. Tathagata Garbha is the essence of the Buddhahood Sutra. And here, what we find is that this is in fact the sutra that was the basis for Maitreya's composition of the well-known Uttara Tantra, the Sublime Continuum, in which we find detailed discussions of the understanding of the ultimate nature of mind, where a teaching is given that so far as the ultimate nature of mind is concerned, it is luminous, it is also devoid of inherent existence. And so what we find here is a further presentation of the emptiness of mind as opposed to an external object like, say, a vase. Although, insofar as the both the emptiness of the vase and emptiness of the mind are concerned, insofar as they are both emptinesses, there is no difference. But given that one is the emptiness of mind, while the other is the emptiness of an external object, there is a vast difference between the impact it would have by understanding these two different emptinesses. So in the Tathagata Garbha Sutra and Maitreya's treatise, which is based upon it, it is presented that if you examine the ultimate nature of mind carefully, what we find is that the ultimate nature of mind is empty. It is devoid of intrinsic existence. And in fact, mind in its natural state is luminous. It's the mere effect of knowing and clear and luminous. And what we find is that all the afflictions that that pollute the mind are separable in principle from the basic mind, separable from the mind by applying the appropriate antidotes and the remedies. So what this suggests is that these afflictions of the mind are in some sense advantages. They are not essential nature of the mind. They are advantages, while the potential for perfection of enlightenment, the potential for realization of omniscience, potential for perfection of many of the qualities of the Buddha are all inherent in the mind. So Maitreya points out that the afflictions of the mind are advantageous, they are removable, they are separable from the essential nature of the mind, and the qualities of enlightenment, the qualities of perfection lie in the very mind that we possess in the form of seed. And this is referred to as the Buddha nature, the essence of Buddhahood. And these qualities of the Buddha are not something that needs to be cultivated from outside, but rather the seed or the potential exists naturally in all of us. Therefore, what is required is the activation of that potential and development, perfection of that potential. So these points are explained in great detail in the Tathagata Garbha Sutra. So what we find here is that in the Tathagata Garbha Sutra, there is a very profound understanding of the fourth noble truth, which is the truth of the path.
Da lam zheng ge den de ge da chong go de tam zhe ge da ga su ri ning bu ji zu de dui xie de wu ji pe ji sha de ge de en di ta li ya en sang a ge lam ge ne da su tao ju su ji tao xi de wu ji ni dui xie xi song xie ji.
So the text on which the teaching is being given in these series of lectures, which is the lamp for the path to enlightenment, is a very comprehensive text which brings together all the essential points of the teachings of the all three turnings of the wheel of Dharma, the first, the second, and the third, and then also complemented by some discussion on Vajrayana Buddhism as a means of clarifying doubts. In fact, some of the Kadam masters in Tibet, who, when they were giving teaching on Atisha's lamp for the path to enlightenment, given that this is a very comprehensive text that integrates many essential points of the various scriptures, even though the text itself is very short, running into only three folios in Tibetan, these teachers would sometimes make a boasting, saying that although the text that I'm teaching is very short, but it's so comprehensive and it's so profound, and then it brings together the pulls together from all the various scriptures. So when I give teaching on this text, I can almost feel that the volumes of all these other great scriptures are actually shaking.
Chanda din jaba bodi chojig zeche zesa de perche che do da di guo bodi de de ga da pe ge che ge dong ju ani halam chaju ge ni da de de an da ji me ri chuan ma da ge sa sum shi de ya re. So sondib nanche, dati in zabi mare. Sa changzhu ki kubanudu zane chojiliya, chö, chik sab sabuda, dendegi peki gyara chimochi kwaya mendoos, pyo chile pembe, chö chukuku doos, chö chik narana, doos sondib nanche mare. Dendegi indi choji ki tuliya, shira pabu chungche, dati in zabi mare.
This text was composed by the Indian master Atisha Dibamkara, and the place where he composed it was in Tibet, and the immediate catalyst was the request for its composition made by the Tibetan monarch who was the reigning king in the Ngari region of western Tibet, Changchubu, Halama Changchubu. So when Halama Changchubu requested for Atisha to give a teaching, he explicitly made the request that he was not seeking for some profound sounding teaching or something that is very famous or something that is very impressive, but rather he would like to request a teaching that would be of benefit to the people of Tibet as a whole. And when the request was made, Atisha was deeply touched and pleased by the sincerity of the request, and then composed this text as a response, in response to that request.
And ngay di anta thopsa di devung kishi kuno imba kunlamar mishi kenzidambe kudinishi.
In terms of the transmission of the teaching on this text, in terms of my own lineage, I received the transmission of this text, teaching on this text from the late teacher from Drepung, the Kunu master, Rinzin Tempa, who in turn received this teaching from Gyabji Khangsa Rinpoche. But also I received another a different transmission from the late Sekong Rinpoche, Senshaw Rinpoche, who himself received the teachings from a very sincere meditator from Drepung Gomang, whose name I think is Gindun Tashi. He was an ordinary monk, but a great practitioner and meditator. So I received the transmission of this text from two different lineages. It appears that at a certain point, the transmission of this text was quite rare. For example, both of my tutors, they didn't have the transmission of this text.
Dachana. 인간 거야 로스샤게 말해. 전달이 장을게 좀 무디 받아서 아디 거야 아디 동생 말해. 다 좀더 쪼르디 되셔. 간다 쳐리 장하는 소 줄이 있어야지. 다지네 치수가 하나도 별이 별이 캐베 잠시에 중수래 양보대 거래야지 장하게 하는 거야 아디 로 종종으로 연구야 아디 있네. 다 간다 장하는 소 교수님 이제 삼월 날이야 장하게 아디 인주 거야 아디. 난 되게 단다디 아니 청주 남집자마 손대 다 청주 남집자마 쓰디 청주 사디 보디 사디 다 청주 다 청주리야 대결 땅을 야가게 보디 사디기 상받다 상받 청와 타과 디던다디에 여러래. 야, 다가는 신기, 콩도 치고, 레이, 죽이 말해. 다디 벽에서, 응, 로사가서 두루두루 자네. 아니, 부딪혀야 된다. 타과, 창화다, 쌍화다. 추버, 딘자로, 구기여대버디, 벽에 나눠서 치그르르르야. 가수를 보게, 다 둔니, 창세야, 타과 찾지. 춥세야디, 가수를 보게, 떡을 태어나시네. 저는 청축사, 지금 이부터 거라 이거지.
So now we will read from the text. It reads with the expression of the Indian title. So we read in the Tibetan text in Indian language. The title is Bodhipatha Paradipam, and in Tibetan language, Chanjulamji Dolma. Then there is a salutation to Manjushri. We read homage to Bodhisattva, the youthful Manjushri, and the first verse reads, I pay homage with great respect to all the conquerors of the three times, to their teachings and to those who aspire to virtue. Urged by the good disciple Changjubu, I shall illuminate the lamp for the path to enlightenment. In Tibet, there was an established custom to indicate, in order to indicate the authenticity of the teaching that is being imported from India, that is being brought from India, particularly those that were translated from original Indian text, there was a custom to give the Indian title right at the beginning of the text. And this is to affirm the originality of this text and also its authenticity. Of course, in later, even for indigenous text, some Tibetan masters did use the Indian title as well, but originally the practice was to really to reassure the readers the authenticity of the teachings. So now, in terms of the meaning of the title of the text, Bodhipatha Paradipam, which translates as lamp for the path or lamp on the path, lamp for the path to enlightenment. So the term enlightenment, the old Sanskrit term is Bodhi. And etymologically speaking, Bodhi has the connotation of dispelling something, clearing away something. But also, the Sanskrit term has the connotation of realizing something, perfecting something. So the Tibetan translators, instead of choosing one word, just like the Sanskrit term, that carries both connotation, rather chose two different syllables. Chang, the first syllable, the Tibetan equivalent for Bodhi is Changchub, which is composed of two syllables. The first word, Chang, indicates dispelling or clearing away or eliminating, while Chub, which is the second syllable, connotes the perfection and realization. So together, they carry the notion of enlightenment.
So, rengshin ru yagu si takse sebe yin na ko yugdu dungen zhen yaya ki gyue dungen. Tende ki ta dungen ki dungen ta gyue dungen ki ten se zawa dungen yongya ki dungen dini buti yongya ki shimar buti ta dungen zawa rup cha tegi yin zane dujik dungen sung di. Tende o ta dungen di manzu ta dungen mendube yin zane ko gyan yin bari. Dungen mendube chane ta ko gyan. Dungen di chayani, dungen di bangba di mensongwa di, dungen di tarwa di tendu dewa re. Dewa ngazun dugiwa yinza di langcha che, drupcha che. Sa dinde yindu ta chang seyan digi dungen deda. Dungen di gyumeba da, gyumi gyemele chungwa yinma yinba. Ko gyudu gyena dene chungwa yinza, dungen drupji, dungen geji gi te gyudu cheba. Tamja lo pa changwa, mesongwa. Ta tila changwa sa. Ta di chub saya digi dinde gi dugu nipu di dungen da di kala dene ya gi gunjung di nipu di torse che, bangse che. Ta mi meba soya che. Ta di meba soya gi gaso uri bagi meba chawe nigab gi chawe yonde gokden saya che. Ta dinde gi gokden di kora randa Duyengi gyuchayni chunga da mara di yinni zawa la tenni gyabwaji mara. Chiba la tenni tabshi zawa chayni dhukwaji. Dindi yinba yindu sani di dhubji gi ta gyuda gyendi lamji tenba sayadi mara. Zata dindi nabiyo ta lamji tenba gyuli gyeni kongdu chuyi tawani eni rengyu ki tengi bangzi chi chang taaya taakwaya yinba yinru zane chup sayan tegi ta thomaya chi ngando lamji rinpe ngando thomaya kyeba ne suma chi ki diya pe kasu uri pege nubo kongpe 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 chani tardu iki chita chini iki chue tamzha lo kemba gezi chi ki pe tui chili ya ta tulu chuba taaya kenji ngando gyuya ki dini ribe ta dini chi chi tu sibe namjin ki paki ta zo yi ki ta ribe namjin sara kukwen ro sa dini imi dhisa ne gyan ki ri ta da changshin ta ya se ta dugini budi zo chewe ta dugini bhaja da chewa che chub seya degi gualam ni budi che ni ta digi nyamnyong pe tar tubo ta di dhamba ngon ki kibo chin dhisa ne chub se ta dini ribe ta sa di dribul sha ni Ta chengzhu li ya, jiri ni duje rizhi sum sung duwa, duje nyandu gu rizhi, rang sang jie gu rizhi, chengzhu senpe rizhi sen, duje sum sung. Duje sum bu tegi, eni rang rang gi, susu rang lam gi, duje tadu rizhi rizhi ni, chengzhu sum she, nyandu gi chengzhu, rang jie gi chengzhu, ra eni chengzhu senpe chengzhu si. Di na ne, ta anta gam di chengzhu di, chengzhu chenpo si ga, ta chengzhu shen ni bu de le, 그게 다 가수래. 체바든 제야 지금 청주 첨부 세야 다녀지 않니? 청주 첨부 너나 윤지 빵고 좀 많이 봐. 나 빵고 초아지 좀 많이 봐. 빵고 타다 빵대다 최연대 터부 임비 주산 청주 첨부스. 저는 어디 되는 집이다. 남긴 청주 첨부도 제. 어디에니? 지자네다 상제기 빵배 연대다 떡배 연대. 다 뒤니부디 가수래. 숨도 죽어서 내면도 뒤집도 사대네. 근데 이게 다 리뷰 사대라 청주 청주세. 대대비 청주 대대 제외람. 그게 대탑을 시대다. 두 람 람스도 저의 편지 조사식으로 람스가 와. 그래서 다 안 돼. 네 람스야디 말한 저 청주디 청주디 규기 때문에 용거하지 말이. 규등기 rūpūṅ shīmbārī, shīgyūdhan trāyā yāndhān shīmbārī. Shīgyūdhan trāyā yāndhān tī, tāwāyā kī, tāp tī, shīgyūgī tēngnē jānggūgī yārī, shīgyūgī tēngnē dhūgūgī yārī. Sā tī nē yīmbā yīndu sā nē, gyū kōnā kōndu bēyā chīgla, tā lām sīgī yārī. Sā tā, tā tī nē rīvī tā, 청주 드레버 제베 시규 상내 상도 줘야 콘내 콘도 줘야기 다 람만 탑 아니 노마노와 장마 제바 구름 모초보 딘디지 다 냠술 땐도 찍을 냠술 린수 가서 그게 땐배 땐배 권에 아니 랑도가 내라 몽배 뭐 세야게 드민다고 인사지
Now to relate the understanding of the term Changchub, which together translates the Sanskrit word Bodhi, which is part of the title of the text and translated as enlightenment here. We can relate the meaning of this term Bodhi or enlightenment to our discussion of the Four Noble Truths which we had earlier. Here what we find is the two elements of the meaning of the term enlightenment. One, the clearing away and dispelling, the other, realization accomplishing or realization or attainment. These two relate to the Four Noble Truths and also indicate the two key aspects of the enlightened qualities of the Buddha. One is the Buddha's quality of total abandonment or elimination of all defects, and the other is the total realization of all the positive qualities. So now to relate this to our discussion of the Four Noble Truths, the idea of dispelling or clearing away is directly related to the first two Noble Truths, the truth of suffering and truth of its origin. And what is being cleared away here, what is being dispelled, are the sufferings and its origins. So when we talk about suffering in the context of a Buddhist path, of course, we have to understand sufferings at different levels. According to Buddhism, we speak of three different levels of suffering. One is the obvious suffering that we can all instinctively identify as painful, undesirable, and so on. So this is known as the suffering of suffering. Then there is the second level of suffering, which is known as the suffering of change, which, conventionally speaking, we tend to identify that level of experience as, in fact, pleasurable and not painful. However, if you continue to persist in that experience, even those pleasurable experiences ultimately culminate in dissatisfaction and suffering and pain. So therefore, they are known as the suffering of change. Now, underlying both these two levels of suffering, the suffering of suffering and the suffering of change, is a much more fundamental state of being, which again Buddhism characterizes as a state of suffering. And this is the very conditionedness of our existence. And this level of suffering is known as the suffering of pervasive conditioning. And this is the very fact of our existence as a conditioned being, and which serves as the basis that then gives rise to the two other levels of suffering. So what is being dispelled here and what is being cleared away in the context of understanding the term Bodhi or enlightenment are these sufferings and the causes and the conditions that give rise to them, which is the origin of suffering. And so through the application of the corresponding antidotes and the remedies, when you attain a state of freedom from these suffering and its origin, then you have actualized the third noble truth, that is the truth of cessation. So truth of cessation and the path that leads to it, the means that, you know, make the cessation possible, and they are what is being realized in the context of talking about enlightenment, Changchub. So although the cessation is not directly produced by some causes and conditions, but it is still a consequence of effort and also by seeking the conditions that would give rise to it. And these conditions and the effort that is involved in making the cessation possible are the truth of the path. So therefore, the second element of the term Changchub, the chub, realization relates to the noble truth of cessation and the path that leads to it. So in this way, when we look at them, we understand that in the very etymology of the term bodhi or changchub, there is the understanding of the essential points of the Four Noble Truths, complete there, and also by extension, the understanding of the two aspects of the qualities of the Buddha's mind. One is the total elimination of all the defects, and the other is the total realization and perfection of all the positive qualities. And so the path, when we speak of the path here, path really refers to a progressive stages of development in our mental continuum, beginning from the earliest stages of spiritual realization, culminating ultimately into the omniscient mind of the Buddha, where the individual is able to perceive both conventional and ultimate truths within a single cognitive event and within a single moment of time. So the path refers to that whole process from the beginning stage of the beginners to the ultimate realization of the Buddha's omniscient mind. And therefore it is referred to as a path, because path is something that one travels upon. And here the metaphor path is used for a journey that is internal, that takes place within one's own mental continuum. And the lamp here refers to the actual teaching itself as embodied in this text, because what the teaching does is to really present all the key elements of the path in their proper order, and also with all the essential points completely and defined, and with the right sequence explained, and also all the relatedness of the different elements of the path explained properly. So in that sense, the text here serves as a function of a lamp being shown on the path. That's why the title is given to this text, Lamp for the Path, or Lamp on the Path to Enlightenment. And when we speak of enlightenment, generally speaking, according to Buddhism, it is understood that among the spiritual practitioners, there are different mental inclinations. And based on these inclinations, some people are more inclined towards the attainment of the enlightenment of Sravaka, the listeners. Some are more inclined towards the Pratyeka Buddha, or the solitary realizers' enlightenment. And then some are more inclined towards the Bodhisattva path, culminating in the enlightenment of the full Buddhahood. And the enlightenment that is referred to in this particular text is the enlightenment of the Buddha. Therefore, often, sometimes it is referred to also as the Great Enlightenment, to distinguish it from the first two enlightenment.
Chanju samba jabesh nuji bola cha chalo sa de da tenju gyure khadul ya tenju gyure khadul la gyusha sa de jabe in bare gyurji parche sha da ta de ne ni jumjin chig di ngun chege so ka le ya ani ja ga na su tenju gyurji lu sa ne ta de ka sol bu ge ka tenju le ya tenu sum ru chi da chu chu ring gu ya le ta so wa da do de le ya tenu sum duwe tenu, ane, dode tenu, ngobe tenu isi. Chani ta, di tenu, kasa shukdi, duwe tenu imbagi na, ane, tamche kembala chasa losi. Duwe labja chasa chawa di yidi, di shiwa nyanchi ki juyu chani, di shiwa ta kai chani nguyo indi zane, chashu ki yuli ya, gyusha ki yuli ya, ane, tamche kembala kwaya do. Right. Then it doesn't think Dodina signed the usable chapter of Sandro. Any one better noon, any thought that Jambelia and Deshanzia of the Niggi, a Cheyeg Peggy, the Niggi Jezero, Yosa, Yoimberi. Chenatadi, Mashita, 되는 순간 콘서 떠고 자초고 멘도 있는데 조조디 아니 뭔가 되는 조셔야 돼요. 그래서 이미 전에 잠을 주셨잖아.
Then next we read the salutation to Manjushri, homage to the Bodhisattva, the youthful Manjushri. This is a salutation inserted by the translator of the text from the original Indian into Tibetan. And there are two purposes for the translator inserting a salutation right at the beginning of the text. One is to ensure that the task of translating this text will not face obstacles so that it will be successfully completed. So that is to, in order to make, ensure that this is successfully completed, often a salutation is made by the translator. But more specifically, the purpose is to conform to a decree that was issued by one of the early Tibetan monarchs, that when texts were being translated from Indian language into Tibetan, Sanskrit into Tibetan, broadly speaking, in order to assist the readers to identify which of the three main scriptural collections the particular text belongs to, and these three scriptural collections being the Tripitaka, the scriptural collection on Vinaya or ethical teachings, or the scriptural collection on the sutras, and the scriptural collection of Abhidhamma, the phenomenological knowledge. And if the text belongs to the Vinaya collection, then the salutation is made to the omniscient Buddha. And the understanding here is that when we speak about the minute aspects of the precepts, ethical precepts, and particularly the ethical codes and the monastic ethical codes and so on, and what constitutes infraction of these and so on. So as far as the minute aspects of these ethical norms are concerned, it is something that can only be fully understood by an omniscient mind. And in order to acknowledge this humility, homage is paid to the omniscient Buddha if the text belongs to the Vinaya or the ethical teachings. And if the text belongs to the sutra collection, then the salutation is made to the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas. And if the text belongs to the Abhidhamma collection, then the salutation is made to the Bodhisattva Manjushri. So, which is the case here. And this lamp for the path to enlightenment, although brings together the teachings of all three scriptural collections, the ethical teachings, the sutras, and the Abhidhamma teachings, but the main theme that is presented here belongs more to the Abhidhamma collection. That's why salutation is made to Manjushri here.
Yeah. But then, Chujudi, Tusungi, Ta, Gyawa, Tamja Tansuzane, Gyawa de, Dushili Gyawa. Duli, 민주공원도 집에 뒤시다 시주공원도 집에 뒤시 너는 뒤시 차라 전이다 전이다 뒤시 차라 타다래 야와스 근데 이게 다 뒤숨주상이야 탐재다 대의 출전에 사제 대다기 그게 다 두주를 입어다 전이다 두주를 입어야 되는데 두지기다 로베 当瓜浪古地位，老百姓当瓜浪古地位去，龙古去的，倒白去你个呢？倒白去，倒白去来的，所以，可说所以就地位大，一个他破旧地位你个呢？他做破旧地位，他的效果。啥子去工作是啥呢？他做做去工作，社会么着啊？瓜浪古地位，他去工作，对那呢？那南京住不起。 근데 전주 선배 두 줄이요, 대배다. 장승 파괴 두 줄이. 근데 고랑구 두 줄이 칠해. 아니, 긴두, 나 칠미도 왜 긴두 세안하고, 다 청주세배 긴둔 또 어쩌고 세면서 청주세배 긴둔 너나 있는 대방군수도 통해 다 박배 긴둔 대해 어 되는 주변이 겹수 못하려야 차차세세 다 뒤에니 주주세 다 차체네 아니 차강치유를 쓰나 아니 청주남기 드라마 아니 사체인스 Sanjula Jama in Savan Zakoya, Jum Zendi, Lamasu Sanju, you go, Yimbe, Lamasu Sanju, you goody, and Jum Zenda Deva, Gavacha, the Deva Hindusane, and the Lamju Jamadi, and South Chagi, this one, anybody.
Then we read the first stanzas of the text, which includes both salutation and also the promise to compose the text. So we read the salutation, I pay homage with great respect to all the victorious ones of the three times. So the victorious ones here refer to the Buddhas who are described as victorious because they have conquered the four Maras, the four obstructive forces. And these, both the gross levels of the four obstructive forces and also the subtle levels of obstructive forces. So the subtlety here defined in terms of the afflictive emotions and thoughts, and also the underlying propensities for the afflictions, which is known as the subtle obstruction to knowledge. So the fully enlightened Buddhas are those who have gained a victory over all four obstructive forces. So the homage is made to the Buddhas of all three times, and also to their teaching, now to their dharma, and then to their dharma here really refers not so much to the literary texts, but more to the inner realization of these Buddha, and also the Arya beings, particularly the Bodhisattva Aryas, who have attained high levels of realization and direct realization of the truth, the ultimate nature of reality. So the what is translated here as teaching, dharma, refers to the inner realization of the Buddhas of the three times, and also the Bodhisattvas, and also the Arya beings who have gained direct insight into the truth. And then, so this is the dharma, and then it we read to their teaching and to those who aspire to virtue, and this refers to the Sangha. And the Sangha here refers to the Arya beings who have attained the path of seeing and who have gained direct realization of the truth. So a salutation is thus made to the three jewels, the jewel of Buddha, the Dharma, the teachings, and the Sangha, the community. And then after this we read, urged by the good disciple, Changjubu, I shall illuminate the path lamp for the path to enlightenment. So the question is, why is Atisha making the salutation to the three jewels? What is he going to do now? What is the task he's engaging in? So then he says that, I'm going to compose this text, I'm going to write the lamp. And why is he writing it? Then he presents the reason that he has been urged by the good disciple, So generally speaking, I mean this point that Atisha is making here to explicitly stating that he was writing this because it has been requested for. And this adheres to a general practice in the Buddhist teaching. For example, we read in the Pratimoksha Sutra, the sutra on the scripture on individual liberation, where it is stated that one should not give teachings without being requested for it. So generally, it is the custom in Buddhism that one should not give teachings unless requested for.
That the jambayang la chasar sa ducha di yudhul sa shunu sa di miksay sa ta shabacha sa askam di ta kanda chik shunu cha cha jingme zani ta di yudhul sa di gawro chumda di shibish diyo sha ta nubay shayar di mazushi sa di mazushi sa da di jambel sa di jambel sa di li ya ani jizun jambayang da chambal so ba nyewe sa jindu di di sanjel si ya chik
To make a small comment on the translator's salutation to Manjushri, we read homage to the Bodhisattva, the youthful Manjushri. I don't know about this. It seems the translators was rather enthusiastic in using the word youthful to the youthful Manjushri. But the Manjushri here, when referring to Manjushri in the Tibetan tradition, there is an understanding of Manjushri differently at different contexts. For example, in the Vajrayana context, sometimes Manjushri is recognized more as a fully enlightened Buddha rather than a Bodhisattva. However, in the context of perfection vehicle teachings, Manjushri is understood more at the level of Bodhisattva rather than a Buddha. So one has to understand different contexts in which Manjushri, Bodhisattvas like Manjushri and Avalokiteshvara and Maitreya figures. So the term, the name Manjushri, the Tibetan equivalent is Jampel, which is again composed of two syllables. Jam literally means gentleness, and Pel refers to glory. So again, just like the two syllables for enlightenment, Changchub, here the name of the Manjushri, Jampel, the two syllables, gentleness and glory, also, also in the Sanskrit term, Manju and Shri are two syllables. Again, connotes the two aspects of the enlightened state. One is the overcoming of the defects, here connoted by the term gentleness or Jam. Jam here understood in terms of the Manjushri's state of mind or mental continuum and being made gentle by getting rid of, by eliminating all the afflictive forces that makes it agitated or disturbed. So the freedom from that brings about the gentleness or the settledness. And the glory here refers to the sort of alludes to Manjushri's attainment of the various major and minor noble marks that define a person as a fully enlightened being, and that illuminate or that illustrate a person as a fully enlightened being. So if it is in the context of the sutra, Manjushri is a Bodhisattva at a very high level of realization who had attained similitudes of these major and minor noble marks. So the point is, again, in the name of Manjushri, you see both qualities of abandonment and accomplishment or perfection, both completed even in the name of Manjushri.
교수님이 차세하시는데 차 랜섬 세서 와 랜섬 백안할 면도 저는 또 three times 되고.
알아. And the English translator very enthusiastically introduces a new term here. We read to all the victorious ones. He or she seems to suggest that in the text it is indicated that we have to make prostrations three times, but in the Tibetan text it doesn't say that.
Yeah, that's
So we will take a break here.